Unit 12. Sample Listening Test. Part 4. You will hear a lecture on concepts from political history and how they can be used in marketing. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 35. Listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 35.
Morning, everyone. Today, we'll be touching upon a bit of political history. I know some of you, if not most of you, in fact, must be wondering why. I am aware that you've signed up for a business course, but today's concept, end of history, is related to marketing, or more specifically, the concepts of megalithemia and isothemia are deeply related to what sort of people firms should promote their products to, and consequently, how they should go about it. First, we'll start with end of history. Although people instantly associate the concept with Francis Fukuyama, it was in fact the German philosopher G.W.F. Hegel who first argued that the end of history would be achieved with the kind of civilization that satisfied humans' fundamental desires. Then in 1992, immediately after the end of the Cold War, Fukuyama published The End of History and The Last Man, which had such a huge impact that it made him an intellectual celebrity almost overnight. This wasn't necessarily good news for him, though, because so many people misunderstood his argument. Many thought he was saying war would no longer take place, or no more conflicts would occur. So, many others also thought his main argument was that, with the collapse of communism, it is guaranteed that all states would become liberal democracies. This simply isn't the case. He didn't say any of these in his book. If you read it carefully, you'll see that his main argument is that the combination of liberal democracy and capitalism has proved superior primarily due to its ability to satisfy the most basic drives of human nature.